My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Hsu.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about what experiential marketing is. There's an experience going on behind us, by the way. We put this in on purpose. There are sirens in downtown LA. That's experiential for you.
And we did not put it in on purpose. He's just joking around.
Yeah. So experiential marketing, I think the definition is, a good example is Halo. So Halo partnered up with an organization that actually owns the Harlem Globetrotters as well. So I have a friend that runs that entire organization, Andrew Wexler. And I met up with him and he introduced me to someone from his team called Howard Smith, the president of kind of these experiences. So Halo is a game which was kind of started by Xbox, Microsoft. And what they wanted to do is they wanted to get into live experiences. So they started doing these live tours around the US where you can go, you can play like laser tag. There's like Halo experiences. There's a lot of Halo. There's live signings, things like that. That's an experience. And you're getting to experience the whole brand. You bring people into it. And it's worthwhile. It's remarkable. I'm losing my voice.
Yeah. And a lot of brands are starting to do this. Like Red Bull, when the Oculus goggles and everything came out, they would have videos of people jumping from outer space and, you know, landing back on Earth. And they would show it to you in 3D. And it's all Red Bull branded. And it makes you feel like you're right there. You know, you're on the edge of your seat. You're experiencing the thrill. To even Google having pop-up shops. And you can go in and experience all their new products like Google Home and play around with them. Play games.
I saw that.
Interact with the devices. Yeah, it was right by my house.
Right by your house. And also, they did this at conferences. They have the most expensive booths and you can go experience all their products there.
That's right. And there's a lot of companies that are doing the same thing. And the reason being is when you can experience something, you're much more likely to buy. I was at the Century City Plaza Mall this weekend that just passed. You know, like that Thero gun that like just hits you and makes you like feel loose, like that massage gun. They had this like this pop-up shop and I was there and they were like giving me a free massage. They're like, would you want any? And I was like, no, thank you. It was like $300. Yeah. But I got to experience it. And then my wife was like, oh, do you want it? She's like, we can get it. And I'm like, no, it's okay. It wasn't as good as I thought, but at least I got to experience it.
Yeah. So now it's remarkable because now you're talking about it and we're broadcasting it to a million listeners.
Although I probably didn't generate many sales by telling them it's not that good.
But the thing is, word of mouth is one of the most powerful things too, right? And we look at Disney. That's an experience in itself, but everyone talks about how great Disneyland is.
Yeah, that's right. So it's like, for a lot of the people listening, your business, including Eric and I business, our business isn't big enough where we can just go all around and like do our own version of Halo and have people play laser tag with each other. We would go broke if we did that.
But we do give experiences to people.
Yeah, but check this out. Our experiences are really simple that everyone here who's listening can replicate. For example, good customer support. Mm-hmm. Most people offer shitty customer support. That's a good experience. If you look at companies like Nubank, they're that bank that's valued at over $10 billion. What do? They just provided a better experience than their old school competitors. You can also do things like producing better content, whether it's video content, podcast content, going live like we're doing here right now. If you're listening to this podcast later on, you won't see us live. But these are all examples of experiences because not only are we giving advice on marketing, we're interacting with people through our live video and answering questions right then and there. These are all examples of stuff that you can do for your business. You can even do live chat. You can offer amazing experiences helping them out through live chat, even if it's not related to your core product or service, but it's within your industry and you have advice to give them. If you can help them, you can do that. We also do webinars, right? You've done webinars a lot. That's an amazing experience in and of itself.
Also, don't forget too, if you have people on your team, the employee experience that you have too, that's also experiential because that markets to people outside to help your business grow. So that helps your business market itself.
Yeah. So in general, get creative, leverage a lot of the channels out there, but go above and beyond than just say, hey, we're going to release some content and get some traffic, reduce the SEO or paid ads. The real key is if you're on a shoestring budget, interact and engage with your audience. It could be as simple as going live on your Instagram, you know, once a week, even if you barely have anyone listening, that's okay. If you look at Eric, when he first started off, he would go live and we would do this podcast on marketing school. And when he would go live, sometimes there's only like five or six people live. And I was like, we could if you want. I didn't mind. But in my head, I was thinking like, all right, what's the point? But I do know that, hey, over time, he would build his audience. And Eric was persistent. Now, when we go live, in many cases, there's over 100 people live, right? It's just being persistent and it's trying to create all these different kind of experiences. And if you block off time to just do these simple things, your audience, your fan base, your community, it'll start growing. They'll love you. They'll appreciate it. And over time, people will sign up as a customer due to it.
All right. So it's important. Check it out. That is it for today. Before we go,
we also have another experience that we're doing in person in Malibu. If you guys want to learn more, go to marketingschool.io/live.
November 4th and 5th. Goodbye.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeira. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.